we have been speaking about the function of the shofar during Elul to awaken us from a slumber in which a man dulls his senses because of his involvement and emphasis upon Olam Hazeh, and a slumber, a trance, so to speak, during which a man does mitzvahs but without thought and without heart. And a common denominator to each of these two tardemos was the fact that the key to overcoming them rests in the heart of the person. If you remember, in the initial Shmuas of Elul, I mentioned that in the Hashevosa Alavavecha, in that pasuk we find in the Rabbeinu Bechai, and we find in the Or Chaim HaKadosh, the key to a person arousing himself from the first gather of Tardemar, a constant effort, a repetition, Lehizbonein, Magzor Lehizbonein, the Rabbeinu Bechai says, the Or Chaim HaKadosh says that a man should constantly reflect upon his Maisim and see if they are consistent with his Hashkofes HaChayim, which places the Iker on Olam Haba, not the Hevle Olam Hazeh. And when we spoke these past couple of Shmuasin about the Tardema of Hergol, how easy it is for a person to fall into the slumber of habit and to do mitzvahs by rote, Hergol Nesa Keteva, we do things by habit, it becomes mamash like a second nature, and therefore we do them without thinking, without feeling, without an awareness of what's being done. The key there is also to involve the heart in what we're doing. When the Navi speaks about being mekayim mitzvahs anoshim mimodo, he says, v'libo richak mimenim, that we serve the Eibishter with our lips, but the heart is removed from us. The absence of the heart causes these two tardemos to dull our senses, to close our eyes, and to close our ears. And therefore, the Hashevoso Elolavecha, just as it is the key for a person awaking himself from the first gather of Tardema that we spoke about, it is also the key to a person to awaken himself and to overcome the Tardema of habit. The Torah's Avram, when he speaks on the subject, he says that the first step, the very beautiful introduction to the beginning of the second parak of the Mesilas Yesharim, it almost reads like poetry. The Torah's Avram says that the first step in creating in Odom HaChoshev Memisha Einenu Choshev, HaOdom HaMargish Memisha Einenu Margish, the first step in creating of ourselves a thinking person, a feeling person, a man who will do mitzvahs with heart and with mind instead of habit, the first step, he says, is expressed by the Mesilas Yesharim in the beginning of the first parak on the Midah of Zahirus. And he mentions, he defines the Midah, and in doing so he says, Mizbonein u'mefakeach al maisa v'drocha. You know, the Gon says that the first half of the Sefer up to Shar Nekius is written with Ruach HaKodesh, that every word one can be medayik in the Mesilas Yesharim. So he mentions here mizbeach, as long as we're mentioning the pasuk, let me just share a couple insights with you. Mizbonein u'mefakeach al maisav v'drocha. Mizbonein is a man reflects. Maisav are the individual actions that we do. Drochav is the general pattern of behavior with which a man acts in life. But to be mizbonein on one's maisim and on one's derech is not sufficient. And the Mesilas Yeshurim says, mizbonein u'mefakeach. We have to be a supervisor. Mefakeach is the word they use here in Eretz Yisrael for a job superintendent. You put your constructing a building, the man who's on the job watching that every trade should do their work properly is called a mefakeach. A supervisor in a school is called a mefakeach. It's not just enough for a person to reflect upon his behavior. He has to be a mefakeach. He has to be able to evaluate what he's doing in keeping with his hashkofa, and to see what's right and what's wrong, and to make proper corrections, and so on. Hatovim hem imo. Nebilti azov nafsho nesakonos avodom. That he should not leave himself, which would be the result if he lives without any reflection and thought, chas v'sholom tumam is ruining himself, destroying himself in ruchnias. V'lo yeleich v'mahalech hergomo ke'iver be'afeimo. Understand? That's the point with which he ends this sentence. A man should live his life by mizboneinu mefakeach and not permit his life to just run from day to day and week to week and month to month, the mahamech hergomo, following his patterns of behavior that he's become habituated to, that he's become used to. And he just lives one day to the next with the mitzvahs that he performs in and out, including learning Torah, just out of habit. I wanted to share with you an interesting insight that I think I just thought of as I was preparing. You know, he uses the phrase here, ke'iver ba'afeimah. It reminds me of a Gemara Megillah. Gemara Megillah Chav Dalet. I think it's relevant to our discussion. The Gemara says as follows. The Braisa, Omer Rabbi Yosei, Ko Yomai Ha'isi Mitztayer Al Mikrozeh. Next, in this week's Parsha, the Tochacha, coincidentally, Ho'isa Mamashmeis B'tzorayim Kasher Yamashes Ha'iber Ba'feimo. That in the middle of the day, I can't find my way and I'm feeling my way with my little white stick, like a blind man in an abject darkness. So Rabbi Yosei says, I never understood the pasuk. Ma ikvas leinu iver bein afeinu li'oira? What difference does it make to a blind man if the sun is shining or it's pitch black outside? He can't see anyway. What does the pasuk mean? It says iver ka afeinu. Ad shebo ma'isu li'yodi. Until I came across the following incident. I was once walking in the darkness of the night. I see a blind man walking with a big blazing torch in his hand. What are you holding a torch for? You can't see where you're going anyway. The torch isn't going to give you back your sight. Omar Ni, as long as I have this torch in my hand, people see me. People can see me. And therefore, if they see that I'm coming near a pit or I'm coming near some obstacle in the road, I'm able to be saved by them. If I wouldn't have the torch, then not only I can see, but no one else can help me either. So therefore, the pasuk speaks of a time of tzoras by Klal Yisrael when we'll be like an iver ba'afeimah, that not only we won't see where we're going, but we have no one to help us either. You know, and I thought it was very interesting that the Mesilas Yeshurim should use that mushal from that phrase from the pasuk, and I will tell you why. He's speaking here about people who would lead a life of habit, every day like the previous day, doing their mitzvahs and brachas and so on without thinking. He says, And therefore, if a person reflects, he'll protect himself. And I'll tell you why he uses that mashal. Because a man who does mitzvahs out of habit, you cannot give him, it's very hard to give him proper guidance. A man who is not frum, and he's not putting on tefillin. So you go and you explain to him there's a mitzvah in the Torah and he's a yid, etc. You tell him what he has to hear and you can influence. But a person who's doing mitzvahs, he says, what, you're coming to tell me how I should put on tefillin? I'm putting on tefillin since my bar mitzvah. You're coming to tell me how I should daven? This is how I daven. I'm davening, all right. My tefillin are fine. My davening is fine. My benching is fine. I'm doing brachas a whole day long. He's the iver be'afelo, and because he's not only, he's blind by his habits that have become second nature to him, he doesn't permit anyone else to tell him anything, because he feels he's doing all the mitzvahs correctly. He's not aware of the yesoidus that we mentioned, that the heart and the soul of the mitzvah is missing, but there's no yirish shemayim, there's no avas Hashem. And if a person is going to do mitzvahs just out of habit, the truth of the matter is that this concept that the Mesilas Yesharim is mentioning is also found in the Chumash on the same pasuk that we spoke about earlier, Hashevosa Elavovecha. That's what I had mentioned, that both of these two types of tardemos that we're speaking about, that the refuah for them, the antidote for them, is the Hashevosa Elavovecha. First of all, what we first said, that a person should think of the relationship, the proper relationship between Olam HaZeh and Olam HaBa. And then, for a person to reflect upon his maisim, listen to the lashon of the Sforno, which really relates to this Mesilas Yesharim. It says in the pasuk, V'yadato Hayom Hashevoso Elavovecha. So the Sforno says, Yodato Hayom Roi Bli Sofei Shetizbonein V'teido Kol Chelke HaSoser Hashevoso Elavovecho Acher Hizbonenus Toshiv Alavovecho HaChenekho Amiti Bohem. He said, how does he teach the Hashevoso Elavovecho? He says, a man should reflect on inconsistencies in his own behavior. That's the soul of a person doing tshuva. And that's what the Reb Aaron says, the pasuk refers to learning Musar. I said, which is, when the Torah Avram says that the starting point of a person trying to overcome the slumber of habit, mitzvahs anoshim minumoda, that the starting point is the opening sentence here in the Mesilas Yesharim Perek Beis. And I'm saying that that relates to the Sforno, because that's what the Sforno says, a person should be mizbonein and mefakeach. But he adds one step to catch inconsistencies in his behavior. I know there's a mitzvah to daven three times a day. I know that if we daven with a minyan, the Gemara says in Brachas that it's guaranteed our tefillahs are going to be answered according to the design of the Hashgacha Pratis. So it's inconsistent if a person misses a minyan. He's not being consistent with what he knows to be true. So a person has to evaluate his behavior by trying to be more and more consistent, more and more a man of integrity in terms of his own value, that his behavior should reflect what he understands and knows to be true. We're not putting anyone's head on anyone else's shoulders. Each of us have areas of inconsistency where we are able to bring our maisi more in line with our hashkafas. That's what he said to Hashevoso Elavovecha. When Reb Aaron relates to that pasuk, he says that that is, the pasuk refers to a man learning Musar. If a person learns Musar and he reflects, if the Musar motivates him, gives him the tools with which to reflect upon his behavior and then to be able to evaluate his behavior to remove any inconsistencies that he may find within his daily life. But you know, the Navi goes one step further. The Navi Yeshayahu, the Pasuk Psukim that we refer to Shabbos. The Navi goes one step further, and the Navi says something else. If a person does not learn Musar regularly, it's not only that he'll have no way to escape doing mitzvahs out of habit. The mitzvahs are noshim mu'umoto, and we spoke Shabbos what that means. And last week we spoke what that means, that the whole essence of the mitzvah is missing. Then we said Shabbos that the mitzvah won't have the hashpah upon the person. And not only that, but we're mechazek the physical side of man and strengthen the yetzer hara even when we do the mitzvahs, if they're done out of habit. Aside from all of that, we see from the lashon of the Navi that if a person is not going to learn Musar properly, regularly, we see from the Shari Tshuva in the context, I should say, with which he quotes the Navi, then something else happens that's even much worse than this. A person's Yirah Shamayim itself becomes mitzvah anoshim milamot. That's the worst thing. If we do an individual mitzvah out of habit, it's bad enough for that mitzvah. But if a person's whole Yirah Shamayim becomes out of habit, we do the right thing, we do the frum thing, because that's how we were raised. There's no thought, there's no understanding, there's no appreciation, there's no kavanah, simcha, and happiness in doing a mitzvah. We do it because we have to do it. That's how we were raised. That's the mitzvah anoshim u'mamado. Then Yirah Shamayim also, we're frum and we have amuna and we have b'tochen Hashem, because that's the house in which I was raised. I come from that type of house. It's not that we work on it to try to deepen and broaden our appreciation and understanding. Then the Yirah Shamayim of a person also becomes that mitzvah anoshim u'mamado. And once that happens, that's a cancer that affects the whole body. Understand? That affects the whole body. The mitzvahs of the Torah are compared. There's Shisah, Mosa says, Ramach, mitzvahs I say connected to different parts of the body. If a person's Yirah Shamayim becomes a mitzvah noshim u'mamado, then that's going to affect every mitzvah that we do. That's the worst thing. Listen to the lashon of the Shari Tshuva and Shari Gimel when he speaks on this topic. Nemar al anoshim. He teaches up for us the pasuk in Yeshayahu. Yeshayahu is speaking about people she'enom orchim machshavos mehizbonein tomid b'yiras Hashem. People who do not regularly take time from their seder hayom, do not take time regularly from their seder hayom to reflect upon Yirah Shamayim. That means to learn in Yoni Musar and Hashkafa. A person doesn't take time to regularly learn. How does the Navi characterize such a person? Vatehi yir osam osi mitzvahs anoshim mu'amoda. The man who's not going to work constantly and improving his Yirah Shamayim by learning Sifrei Hashkofa and Sifrei Musar, then that person's Yirah Shamayim becomes a habit. What else should it become? We mentioned Shabbos, if the person is not renewing, he's not refreshing, he's not mischadesh his Yirah Shamayim, then automatically it's becoming old, it's becoming stale, it becomes wormy. And that's why it always fascinates me to see the extraordinary emphasis in the Shari Tshuva, the Rabbeinu Yoina from the Gedolei Yerushalmim, the extraordinary emphasis he places on learning Musar and Yirah Shamayim every day. I made note of 10 different places in the Sefer where he stresses it. I just want to share two places with you in the first Shar. He mentions in Shar Aleph, Rowing the Ishomer min Hayetzer Ho'orei Bechom Eitz. The Yetzer Hara is always waiting in ambush to catch us at a weak moment. Umahosif Benafsho Yiris Hashem Yom Yom. Understand? The person has to constantly be on guard against the Yetzer Hara that's always trying to trip us up with mitzvahs and to get us to do aveiras. How? By a person adding to his oitzer of Yirah Shamayim every day. That's what he says. Hosi benafsho Yiras Hashem Yom Yom. And at the end of the first shiur, he says the same thing. He's speaking there, the Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva, he relates to a Gomorrah in Yumon, literally, and the Rambam says that a Baal Tshuva Gomor is a man who is tempted to do the same Aveira that he was Nichshom in before. The same Aveira comes to his hand again, the same circumstances, and this time he's misgaver on the Aveira. But that's about Tshuva Gomor. It's Mashra from the Rambam Poshet, that what if the second time never comes? He's never tempted again to do the same Aveira. The Yetzer Hara isn't the same, the circumstances aren't exactly the same. Like the Gemara says, Osho Isha, Osho Shah, Osho Perek. It's not the same. So according to the Rambam Apashtis, a person can't be about Tshuva Gomor. Rabbeinu Yonah's Mechadesh is Famos. He says, if a person did an Aveira, he can still become a Baal Tshuva Gomor, even though he won't face the same test again and pass it successfully. What madrega does he have to reach? The Rabbeinu Yonah says an interesting chiddush. If the person develops his Yiras Shamayim, first of all, he does a gevaltik tshuva. He has terrible charata for the past. He makes a sincere, heartfelt commitment for the future, and he strengthens his Yiras Shamayim, so that a Kodesh Baruch Hu himself, who knows where we're holding more than anybody else, and many times more than ourselves, so a Kodesh Baruch Hu himself can give aidance, that if he comes, if he faces the Aveira again, he'll be able to withstand the test. So the Rebbeinu Yonah says that he gets the same credit as if he would have faced the test, and he passed it successfully. He also is about Tshuva Gomor. That's his chiddush. In this section, so he says, the man who has charata and the man who makes the kabbalah, kasher yachnif koach hayira de kvosh ba koach hazeh yitzro. He says, if he strengthens his store of yiras shamayim sufficiently, the Yosef benafsho yiras Hashem devar yom biyomo, the same phrase, and every day he strengthens his oitzer of yiras shamayim, and kima kodesh baruch who gives aidas that he won't do the aveira again, then he too can become a Baal Tshuva Gomor, even though he won't be tested under the same circumstances a second time. These are just two of the instances where the Rabbeinu Yonah stresses the importance of learning Musar regularly. You know, Reb Aaron makes a very interesting comparison. I really was very fascinated by it. You remember, or you have heard, the Mesilas Yesharim says in the beginning of the Sefer, it's the classic understatement of Torah literature. The Mesilas Yesharim says that there's not any chidushim in the Sefer. There's nothing new here. He says, I'm speaking about these soides that everybody knows. But he says, since these Yesoides are so well known, so a strange paradox of human nature sets in. Yiskuru lo dvorim eino nishkochachim ibnei odom beteva. I wrote the Sefer to remind people of these Yesoides that are forgotten by nature. Human nature is such that things that we take for, that we accept to be true, and things that we know for a long time, we begin to take them for granted, and the nature of the person causes them to be forgotten. So therefore, he's writing the Sefer not to teach us chidushin, he says, but just to remind us of these yesoides. That's the purpose of Musar, to remind the word of Musar Sefer, the word chidushin. We have to learn Musar in order to be mechazek ourselves with the yesoides that we know and to sink them more deeply into our heart, which Mr. Shah will mention right away. So Reb Aaron makes an interesting connection. Just like we see in the Mesilas Yesharim hashkofes that are with us for years, that have been with us, given, ingrained in us by our parents and our homes when we were born, these hashkofes become taken for granted. The only way a person can be mechadesh his kof, and try to overcome the forgetfulness that sets in as a result of this paradox of human nature that we tend to forget and take for granted and eventually just become oblivious to the facts that we know so well. Rav Aaron said the same thing happens in a person's behavior. A person does mitzvahs so often and every day we get up three times a day for the same Shmon Esrei. If we don't make a Herculean effort by learning Musar and Ashkof and sensitizing ourselves to these concepts, then also human nature will set in, and just like nature causes us to forget the Hashkofas that we have become so accustomed to, human nature will cause us to do mitzvahs without any feeling, without any heart, and without any intellect. The same weakness of human nature. And this learning of Musar and Hashkofa helps us in both areas. That's the main point that I wanted to emphasize this evening, is that the Hashevoso Elmavovecha, according to the Meforshim, also implies the regular learning of Musar, and that is the antidote to the Tardema of Hergel, of which we have been speaking recently. Just like the contemplation and reflection of the heart generally is the antidote for the first Tardema that we spoke about a couple weeks ago. There's a very beautiful sentence here from the Nesivos that I want to share with you, how he describes the function of learning Musar. He says like this, Hineni maser eschem shetikvu shir b'cho yom b'sifrei Musar. He says, I give you a hashora that to be gevaltik makbi to learn Musar every day. Ki be'avonoseinu harabim nesem ibeinu kalev oven. It's the point that we're talking about. Our hearts, he says, after years of gomus, our hearts have become like stone. We become impervious to what our role is in Olam Hazeh. We become impervious to the privilege and the schus of doing mitzvahs. How the very essence of a mitzvah is to be performed b'lev u'b'seichel. And Musar softens the heart of a human being. It helps to penetrate. It helps these hashkofas to penetrate our hearts so that we can be mechadesh the way we live. The mitzvahs that we're mekayim. That's the function of learning Musar. And even though many of the Bachim are learning Musar in the shiurim, it's a very wise idea to take a little bit of time during the day to review on your own that which you're learning in the shiuri, maybe to go a little bit ahead or to chazer over, understand, to spend some time a little bit in order for introspection, to have time to think, to be mizbonein, to think about ourselves and to try to apply to our behavior that which we're learning in Hashkofa. There's a gevaltik gon in Mishlei in Perek Daled that I wanted to share with you. Shlomo HaMelech says, HaChazek BaMusar Al Teref. Grab on to Musar, don't let go. There's a beautiful Malbim here. The Malbim says, HaChazek BaMusar, because it's something that doesn't come naturally. The Bitzel of Petterberger speaks about that a lot. Yirah Shamayim is not something that's natural to the human being, like fear of fire, or fear of a wild animal, or fear of a rotseach, or a ganav. It's something that a person has to work on in order to make himself have Yirah Shamayim. That's why he says, Amoshen Hachzeik B'Musar Al Teref, Nitzreho Kihi Chayecho. That's what Shlomo HaMelech says about Musar. It's the very lifeblood of an individual. And the Gon says like this, Echazek b'musar, echoz musar sheitchalto bo techazek es atzmucho. Be mechazek yourself with the musar that you've started to study. Al teref, afimu lefi shah. You hear? Don't leave it go at all, even temporarily. Why? Nitzreho ki hi chayecho. guarded adrapa, he says, on the contrary, tosif tomid gedorim in mitzvahs al musr shmo yovim, they would constantly think of ways that your musr will be a regular tfias, so that you don't lose your grip on it. Because that's your life. And the quotation here in the Gaon is one of the most famous quotations in Ashkofa from the Vilna Gaon. Kihi chayecho. He says like this, Masha Odom Chai, Kidei Nishbor Masha Mo Shover Ad Heino. You hear? Oso Mido. A man is given life in order that we should be able to break and to change and develop midas that we haven't done until now. That's what we're here for. Odom Chai Kidei Nishbor Masha Mo Shover Ad Heino. Mochein Sora Tomid Nishazek. He said that Musar is the key to a person growing and improving and changing himself and to be machadesh himself. And to breathe new life into his whole area, the whole every area of Torah living. It's brought down from the Ksam Sofer, a famous quote. He told his Talmidim, Talminu li, Biyom she'en ani ngomeid v'sefer musar, Margish ani ba'atzmi hitstananus b'yiras Hashem. The Ksam Sofer says, when I don't learn musar a day, I feel a cooling off of my yiras Shemai. It's an amazing thing. He mamish felt. That's why every day before the shir, he used to learn a quarter of an hour Chovos HaMavavos. And I want to conclude with a gewaltige quotation from the Chai Odom. The Chai Odom paskins that it's a chov gomer of a person to learn musar every day. We saw that from, we see that from the Rishonim, from the Rabbeinu Yoina. But he goes on and he says like this, Yoyser chiyuv mikol nimudo. The first chiyuv of learning Torah, he says, even before halacha, the first chiyuv is to learn musar. Yerushalayim is the essence and the heart and soul of everything the Eibushter wants of us. So therefore he says, the first chiyuv of a person in learning is Yerushalayim. The Rambam tells us that the call of the shofar is designed to awaken us. From the tardema of Hevli Oilam Hazeh and the tardema of Hergol. If the shofar wakens us, it's the function of Musar to keep us awake, that we shouldn't fall asleep again. That's the function of Musar. And the Eibushter should help us in Elo to be mechazek ourselves in building, in our strengthening our foundation of Yiras Shamayim, broadening and deepening our Yiras HaChet in our Yira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.